It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom, and good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. Trust you had a good Memorial Day weekend and got to spend some time with your family. Got to enjoy having some time off. I trust you did. Good to have you listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And you probably know that here in Texas, we're having lots of floods. Some people have lost their homes, lost their lives, and we certainly pray for them. However, on the other side, we're getting some rain that we have so desperately needed for so long. Here in Austin, lakes beginning to fill up. Rivers are beginning to fill up. And it's just amazing what we're seeing happening as far as the floods that have been coming and the waters that have been rising in the rivers. And I'm reminded of the scripture where the Bible says the book of Ezekiel, 1,500 feet, this is Ezekiel 47, he said 1,500 feet after that it was up to my waist, talking about the water, the river. Another 1,500 feet had become a river so deep I wouldn't be able to get across unless I was to swim across. It was too deep to cross on foot. And then he said, and now to my surprise, many trees were growing on both sides of the river. Then I like Ezekiel 48:8, and it says, he told me the river, this river flows east from the desert and the Jordan valley to the Dead Sea, and it flows where it will. So I'm here to tell you that that the river, once it begins to flow, it can flow wherever it will. No one can stop it. It can't be dammed up. And I've just seen this happen on the news the last few days, particularly here in Austin, how the rivers have risen and they're just flowing wherever they want to flow. And I believe this is a spiritual example of what is about to happen to America. It's been dry. It's been like a desert in so many places throughout Texas. We have we've gone through a terrible drought, and it's been an emergency drought. But now here we're receiving the waters, and the rivers are flowing, and they're overflowing their banks, and they are flooding so many, many different places, which I believe has a spiritual implication of what is about to happen here in America. We have been a very dry nation, but I believe the rains are falling in America, and we're going to have revival. And I believe there is a revival coming to a street near you. So would you join me in prayer here on BPN Radio? Father, we come boldly into your presence today on this Tuesday, thanking you for this day. We declare this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're going over and not going under. God, you did not bring us this far to let us down. You did not bring us this far to let us drown. We declare we're going to the other side. We're going to be strong finishers. We know how to blow the charge. We don't know how to blow the retreat. We declare today on this Tuesday is a wonderful day. It's a blessed day. And that we can do what you say we can do. We can go where you say we can go. We can stay where you say we can stay. We can have what you say we can have. We can be what you say we can be. We can start what you say we can start, and we can finish what you say we can finish. We can live where you say we can live, and we can give what you say we can give. We can receive what you say we can receive. We can sow where you say we can sow, God, and we can reap where, God, you say we can reap. We can do all things through you, Lord, which strengthens us. Today's a good day. We declare that you are setting things up for us today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. It's a new season, new opportunities, new partners, new investors, new visions, new dreams, new starts, new relationships, new celebrations, new giant killing days, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new home paid off, old home paid off, new vehicle paid off, old vehicle paid off, new opportunities, new day, new rhythm, new freedom, new health, new wealth, new prosperity. We declare today's a good day. We declare that all is well today. All is well in our lives. All is well in our family. All is well in our future. All is well in our health. All is well in our emotions. All is well in our city. All is well in our job. All is well in our business. All is well in our finances. Today's a good day, beautiful day, blessed day. God Day, TGIT. Thank God it's Tuesday. And Father, we are so thankful today. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts on this Tuesday, thanking you, God, for all of your blessings. Thanking you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for the rains. We pray for those who've lost their lives or our families who lost a loved one in the floods. But on the other hand, we're thankful for the rains that have been falling. Lord, in Wichita Falls, Texas, last year, we went when there was a major drought. There was no rain, but we began to pray for rain in Wichita Falls, Texas. And rain has been flooding that area for days, and rain and more rain. Here in Austin, Texas, we've needed rain, and now the rivers are flowing. The floods have come. And we pray for those that have lost property, lost lives. But we are thankful for the rains, the lakes, and the rivers that are filling up. We're thankful, Lord, that this is an implication, a demonstration of what's happening in the realm of the natural is going to begin to happen in the realm of the spiritual. Hallelujah. And we are so thankful and grateful, God, because revival rains are beginning to fall in this nation. In a nation, cities all across America that have been dry spiritually, campuses that have been dry spiritually, are going to have the rains of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, you said in your word there would come a time when the former rains and latter rains would flow together all in one month. And we believe, Lord, we believe today for revival in this nation. We believe, oh God, for revival in 1,000 cities in America. 1,000 cities will experience the rains of the Holy Ghost. The floods of the Holy Spirit will flow where there's been dry places. Where there's been no rains, we see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. We declare the rains are coming. We declare with the prophet Elijah, who said, I see the rains coming. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. And I declare that when a nation has been looking dreadfully fearing ISIS and other terror groups and hearing all kinds of evil reports about the lack of economy and all the other things that may be on the horizon, we believe in the name of Jesus that in the midst of it all, God, that you're going to pour out your spirit like a flood upon this nation, upon 1,000 cities in the United States of America. We're going to experience the glory of God, and lives are going to be touched and changed and transformed by your Holy Spirit, by your power. Que brondo ri mesere bratai, mandala bratai labro e mesicota labrite. And when so many people felt it was over, that America was finished, then we know that you are going to send rain in response to all of the prayers of your people, not only the prayers of your people in this generation, but the prayers of those people in past generations that have been praying for an outpouring of your Holy Ghost power. And Lord, this is just a broadcast, a daily broadcast, broadcasting every hour. It's all about prayer. And I know that there are many different broadcasts, Lord, of people that are talking about feeding children and sending people to mission stations around the world and praying for the poor and the hungry. And there's so many, many different broadcasts. But Lord, this broadcast is dedicated, even though we do include those, this broadcast is dedicated to praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We know it's late, but it's not too late. In Jesus' name. And we set ourselves in agreement for the rain of the Holy Spirit to come. We set ourselves in agreement with people praying with us across America in different nations of the world. And we say, let the rains come and let the rivers fill up in this land. Spiritual dry places are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit and the rivers are going to flow. And just as Ezekiel saw in Ezekiel 47, where he said this river flows east through the desert, we declare out of the east there is a river that is flowing from the throne of God. It's flowing from the north, south, east, and west. To many people's surprise, God, you're going to do extraordinary things. It's going to flow through desert places. And it's going to flow where it will. That's what you said in Ezekiel 47. The river's going to flow where it will. It's going to heal. It's going to flow where it will, and it's going to heal. It's going to heal sick bodies. It's going to heal emotions. It's going to heal relationships. It's going to heal the depressed and oppressed. And the river is going to flow. And I thank you, God, for revival that is coming to a miracle, another spiritual awakening. Would you express appreciation to your God? Thank you, Lord, for those that are praying with me here on BPN Radio. On this Tuesday, we give you thanks for the river of God. David wrote, there is a river. We believe the river is going to flow through many cities in this nation. I'm talking about a spiritual river. And the Bible said that everything touching the water of this river shall live. That's Ezekiel 47. Everything that touches the water of this river shall live. We declare that living waters are about to flow in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Wherever this water flows, everything will live. Ezekiel 47. Ezekiel, I believe, was prophesying about 2015, 2016 in America. And so we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, for the rain, the spiritual rain. We know the rains are falling in dry places across America, particularly Texas, Oklahoma, particularly in the state where I live, where I reside, Texas. We know there are rains falling. Even today, there is more rain, and there are forecasts of flash floods, things happening quickly. The buzzword for 2015 is quickly. God is doing things quickly. Things are going to happen that we have not suspected happening in this nation, in the cities of our nation. Quickly, there's going to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I've been prophesying that it's going to begin in the streets of our nation. And I believe that revival is coming to a street near you. In fact, revival may start in your street, in your home, in your neighborhood, on your campus, wherever it may be. I believe that revival is breaking out in the most unusual places, in the most unusual ways, in places that we least suspected, in ways that we have not heretofore thought about. But it's coming. And we just say, let the river flow, the river of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about spiritual rain. I'm talking about an abundance of rain falling upon a dry nation where people seemingly have forgotten about God. But suddenly it's going to happen, as it did on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place in one accord. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and began to set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe that millions of people are going to not only receive Christ, but to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And they're going to speak in tongues. I declare in Jesus' name, if you would love to speak in tongues, if you would love to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Ghost, you can do that exactly at this very moment. All you have to do is just say, Lord, baptize me with your precious Holy Spirit. I want to speak in tongues. I want a prayer language that I can pray. And remember that as you begin to thank him, that the Holy Ghost does not come from your head, does not come from top down. It comes from bottom up. Jesus said on that great day of the feast, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What did he say? There's going to be a river that's going to flow out of your belly. And what's it going to do? It's going to flow right up to your tongue, a tongue that no man can tame. But the Holy Spirit is going to give you a prayer language. So I just pray right now in Jesus' name that you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, it will come right up out of your belly as you thank him and praise him, adore him, and magnify him. And as it will come right up out of your belly, and you will get a prayer language. It will just come up to your tongue. You'll not try to speak in English. You'll just speak. And the Holy Ghost won't speak for you. You'll use your tongue, but he'll give you a language. And it just starts with maybe two or three words. Just be filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit. Just receive it now. Do it now in Jesus' name. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way in us. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Here's Leland. He's going to sing about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. We got some important things to pray about, so don't go away. Here's Leland.
Long after the tears fall, I'm still your child. I've put down my defenses, lay down my pride. Love and forgiveness flow deep and wide, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is to give my life away to you. All that I need, all that I seek is you here with me. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. In times of trouble, though trials may come, the rock of ages is standing strong. I'm fighting battles, but the war is won, so I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my life and pick up my cross. What a joy it is to give my
Leland. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. Leland and I will be ministering together in Austin, Texas, July 19th, 20th, and 21st, Jubilee Christian Center, Austin, Texas. Well, Holy Spirit, have your way in us. Baptize us and rebaptize us. Fill us and refill us with your Holy Spirit. It's called the Spirit-led life. As we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, Him speaking to us, those rhema words that literally can change our lives forever, because I operate on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. Well, I'm glad that you're praying with me today here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And I want to pray for those of you right now that are believing for someone in your family to know Jesus. You know, I had a most unusual experience this past Sunday night when a friend of mine called and asked me to pray for his father. He was not a Christian, and he was in hospice. And he said, "Would you want you to pray for my dad?" And so I led his dad to the Lord Sunday night, and I hung up the phone. And 5 minutes later, he called me crying, and he said, "My dad just died." So I got to him in just the nick of time, and I said, "Would you like to accept Jesus? Pray this prayer after me." 5 minutes later, after he accepted the Lord, he went to be with the Lord, just in a nick of time. I want to pray for those of you today, that same prayer that I prayed with this man Sunday night, who accepted Jesus 5 minutes before he died. And you may be 5 minutes away from death. You may be very healthy, but you must understand that you're only one heartbeat away from eternity. Do you know Jesus? And if you died today, would you go to heaven? And most people say, "Well, I'm a Christian, I'm going to go to heaven." But why would they let you into heaven? Because you've been good? Because you've donated lots of money to charities? Because you joined a church one time? Because your parents were Christians? None of that will get you into heaven. The only thing that will get you into heaven is accepting Jesus. Here's what the Bible says. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So today, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins and arose on the third day, and if you confess this with your mouth, you will be saved, and that will get you into heaven. So would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept your forgiveness. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. And if you said that prayer, get you a Bible and begin to read in the book of John. Find you a Bible-believing church and submit yourself to those in the church that will mentor you in the ways of the Lord. And I pray for those of you today that are listening to BPN Radio that you have been praying for certain members of your family to be saved, and it seems like that all the prayers are in vain. It seems to be that way, but we know they're not. Just keep praying, and just keep believing. Keep believing that God is going to save your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, whatever it may be. You just got to believe. Keep praying for them, interceding for them, calling their name in prayer. I have a daily prayer list before I go to bed at night. I begin to go down that list of people, and I've been praying for this man for several weeks that I led to Christ on Sunday night, 5 minutes before he died. And so don't give up praying, regardless of what the circumstances may be. And so I just set myself in agreement with you today that your family member, your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your sister, your brother, your mother, father, is coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. And I'm grateful for that. God has called us to be soul winners, And I believe that every individual, every Christian needs to win souls, win the lost. I was on the plane not too long ago, led a 90-year-old woman sitting next to her to the Lord Jesus Christ. Most people, they say, don't accept Christ after they get to be 70, 80, 90 years old. But this woman accepted Christ as her Savior and Lord. We need to be soul winners. And the church needs to be giving people an opportunity to get saved. To get saved. And the church that I'm a member of in Fort Worth, Texas, Calvary Cathedral International, they've won over 83,000 people to Jesus by going door to door since September of 2012, asking people if they know Jesus and if are they ready to go to heaven. You can get that prayer at Calvary Cathedral, calvarycathedral.org, calvarycathedral.org. You can get that prayer and you can just read that prayer to someone and they have them to repeat it after you. So I just pray for your loved ones. I pray that you will be a soul winner. I pray that you will have a passion to win the lost and that those around you, as you pray, will begin to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. You are listening to BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here on a Tuesday, broadcasting this hour, every hour, 24 hours a day, and calling for America to pray. Not calling us to pray for America, but calling America to pray. And I'm believing for 1,000 cities. We've got almost 800 cities. I'm believing for 1,000 churches. We now have over 1,000 churches where someone in that congregation is praying with us. And I'm believing for 1,000 prayer leaders. 1,000 prayer leaders. And we need you to be a prayer leader. Anybody can be a prayer leader. And you say, well, how can I lead prayer? Well, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and sign up. And if you don't have a prayer group, get you a prayer group. And you say, well, how? No, just get you a prayer group. Either in a funeral home, meet in a funeral home. You can meet. You can meet on a college campus, high school campus. You can meet. Well, there's all kinds of places you can meet. You can have a neighborhood prayer meeting. You can have a meeting room somewhere, maybe in your apartment building. Different places that you can have a prayer meeting and a weekly prayer meeting. So I'm just urging you to be a part of our 1,000 prayer leaders Breakout Prayer Network. And you go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can fill out that little application, submit it, and then we will list you as one of our 1,000 prayer leaders with a prayer group. And so we're believing God for 1,000. In fact, we're sending out, if you're not on our mailing list, you can get on our mailing list to go to, all you have to do is go to letspraymerica.com. Let's pray America.com. Let's pray America.com. And there's a place to sign up. You can get our daily prayer, be on our mailing list. And I send out a daily prayer by email every day. I've been doing that for, I don't know what, in the last 3 years or so. And you can also, you can get our daily, you can get our emails. And in the email that's being sent out today, it's just you can respond to that, 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can respond to that and send that in, submit it. So I want to welcome some prayer groups, some prayer leaders who are leading a prayer group in on a campus, in a home, over social media, in your church, in your neighborhood, whatever it may be. So I want to welcome Cheryl Ortiz, who's leading a leading prayer over Facebook. And she's from Manford, Oklahoma. And Tracy Johnson is leading a group of prayers, Saskatoon Christian Center, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And Brad Keller is leading a prayer group at Journey Church, Bethel, Vermont. Jay Pike at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Chuck Pelham at New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida. Rick Rapp at Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. Kelly Hargraves leading prayer at Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas. Lawrence Neeson leading a weekly prayer group at Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City. And Art Evans, Christian Worship Center in San Diego, California. They're praying. Cody Anderson, leading a prayer group at Faith Center Fellowship, Mino, Oklahoma. Deborah Farley, leading a prayer group at Accelerate Church in Amarillo, Texas. Carolyn LeGrand is leading prayer at a private location in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Dr. Tom Luther, leading prayer at Family Worship Center, Columbia, Missouri. Henry Malone, leading Vision Life Ministry in Louisville, Texas. Eugene Bullard, Generation Pray in Archer City, Texas. Wow, we got all these people praying. We're very thankful and grateful. You can lead a prayer group. And if you don't have a prayer group, just get a group of people that says, would you gather with me and let's pray once a week. Well, it may even be on social media, but you can pray together. So, Father, I just believe for 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities and 1,000 geographical locations in America and other nations of the world. We have one other nation, Canada, that's joining us, and maybe there's some other nations that say, I'd like to join you in praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. The rains of revival falling upon this nation, I don't believe that it's too late. It's late, but it's not too late. So in Jesus' name, we just declare it and decree it. I'm thankful today. I'm thankful today for my friends that are listening to BPN Radio. And I know that everybody is not going to listen because everybody may not want to pray, don't feel the necessity of prayer. I don't believe there's anything more important that we can do at this point, this juncture in our history than pray. So I'm thankful for all of my friends that are praying with me today. Very thankful and very grateful for all of my friends today. And here's one of my friends, Michael W. Smith. And he's going to sing about friends. So I just want to dedicate this to all of my friends.
Is the strength that now
Well, there's my friend, Michael W. Smith, and friends. And Michael has asked us to pray for him and his band as they minister in Africa, going to South Africa, then on to Nigeria. So today we pray for Michael W. Smith, our friend Stuart Gerard there, going with him and part of his band and others, as they travel to Africa to minister there in South Africa, Nigeria, and the places there. We ask you bless them and protect them. And Father, today we are so thankful for our friends. And we're thankful for lifetime friends. We're thankful that some friends are only for a season. They come and they go. They play a significant role in our lives for a time. And then they disappear, something happens, they move away, and we don't hear from them. Temporary friends, seasonal friends, people that you brought into our lives for a certain season and made a tremendous contribution to our lives. And we are so thankful today for those people. And Lord, help us to take time out of our busy schedule just to write a friend, a current friend or a former friend that helped you along the way, because none of us could be where we're at today without some help along the way. That's why yesterday I was praying for men that had helped me along the way. Very thankful, very grateful. And then so we need to contact those people that's helped us along the way. And then we need to pray for our friends now, people that we can call, people that we can rely on, people that we're still in communication with, people that we are still in relationship with. Sometimes we just need to give a friendship call. Just call somebody and say, I just needed to hear your voice. Here's a friendship call. And then there are people we just need to write or text or send a message to. There's so many, many ways now that we can communicate with people. But just, you might just take a few moments to make a list of your friends, those that are in your life right now, And remember that I've talked about relationships. It's spelled T-I-M-E. Relationships are spelled time. So it does take some time. But why don't you just thank God for your relationships? Why don't you thank God for your friends? Just take a few moments to do that. In Jesus' name. Father God, I'm so thankful for my friends today. Wow, so many friends. God, you have blessed. Gene and I are wealthy because we have so many, many friends that love us, care for us. Gene's birthday was this past weekend. All of the wonderful birthday greetings that she received. Oh, man, it was amazing. Thank you so very, very much for honoring my wife, Jean Gentry, Mrs. America. We have so many friends. We are so thankful for you, our friends. So thankful that on this journey of almost 49 years of ministry, people have come into our lives and made major contributions. Same thing for you. Somebody helped you along the way. Somebody reached out to you. Saved your life, saved your ministry, saved your job, saved your health, saved your marriage, saved your marriage. And so thankful for our friends. Would you just thank God for your friends? Lord, I just set myself in agreement with these people here today on BPN Radio as we take time just to thank God for our friends. Thank you, Lord. Well, this is BPN Radio. Good to have you listening in. Your 24-hour internet prayer station. This is a prayer station. At this time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And believe in God for 1,000 cities to be praying with me. If your city is not praying, you know, you can go on letspray.america.com. And there is a map on there, letspray.america.com. There's a map that shows all of the cities that are praying with us. If your city is not praying with us, then you need to sign your city up. Sign it up. You say, well, how can you have over 1,000 churches, well, and only 700 and some odd cities? Well, that's because I'm sure that in some cities we have more than one church praying with us. But we're believing for over 1,000 cities. We're delighted to have cities all across America that are praying with us. Claremont, Missouri, Branson, Missouri, Long Beach, Mississippi, Pearl, Mississippi, Biloxi, Mississippi. We have White Bear Lake, Minnesota, as well as Minneapolis, Minnesota. We have Niles, Michigan, Lansing, Michigan, Battle Creek, Michigan, and Annapolis, Maryland, as well as Rumford, Maine, Bridgeton, Maine, Zachary, Louisiana, and Pineville, Louisiana, Bentley, Louisiana, praying with us today, Hersher, Illinois, as well as Chicago, Illinois, and Granite City, Illinois, Lawrenceville, Georgia, and Gainesville, Georgia. We have Athens, Georgia, Weston, Florida, and Lantana, Florida, Lakeland, Florida, Bushnell, Florida. We have Auburn, California, as well as Casa Grande, Arizona, and many other cities that are praying with us. So thank you so very, very much. And if we just believe for 1,000 lights, a light of prayer. Because I believe that when you pray, you become a light in that city. So, Father, would you help me pray right now? Father, we agree for 1,000 cities, 1,000 cities, people praying with us in 1,000 cities across America and other nations of the world. In Jesus' name, we pray that people will go even today to the map, the prayer map, to see if their city is lit up. And all they have to do is go to letspray.com, go to the map. And then, of course, they can include their city just by going to sign up there on the homepage of letspray.com, including their city. So we're so thankful for the 720 cities that we have. And our new city is Zachary, Louisiana. So welcome, Zachary, Louisiana, in Jesus' name. We pray for revival in your city, a spiritual awakening in your city, in Jesus' name. And we're praying for Christians to run for political office in your city. And you may be the one. I went to a church not long ago in Florida, and the mayor of the city was in that church, a very godly, spirit-filled lady, the mayor of that city. You can be on the city council. You can be the mayor. You can be on the school board. Wherever it may be, you can run for political office. It's an amazing. I had a friend, the former lieutenant governor of the state of Oklahoma for 8 years, and he was a Christian man, never went to college, and yet he became the lieutenant governor. And he called me up one day and said, "Dale, there's 16 people that's already applied for the office of lieutenant governor in the state of Oklahoma." And I said to him, "I think you ought to run. It doesn't make any difference. I believe you could do it." He did, and he did. So I just declare in Jesus' name, Lord, there's people in every city across America, godly people, Christian people, that need to sit at the gates of their city, run for political office. I pray, Lord, that you would give them partners to do that. And I pray, Lord, that you would give them a word from you, the tenacity and the boldness to apply. And maybe some have run for political office and failed, but I just declare, do it again, do it again, do it again. So I pray for you right now, and I pray for every city in America. There'll be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I pray for every church and every pastor in every city. I pray in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit would come and fill your church. Fill your church. The rivers of living water would flow down the aisles of your church in Jesus' name. And I pray today for you. I pray for whatever you may need at this very moment. For he said, when you pray, say, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." And so whatever you need today, maybe you need rent money, house payment money. Maybe you need car payment money. Maybe you need food money. Maybe you need clothing money. Maybe you need healing today. Maybe you need a restoration of your marriage or friendship or relationship. Maybe you need peace of mind. Maybe you need a pain-free day. You've been going through so much pain. Maybe you just need a miracle. You just say, "I just need a miracle." I just pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And I just encourage you at this very moment to call on the name of the Lord. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I do believe that we use that as a salvation scripture. But I'm also here to say to you today that as you call on the name of the Lord, you can be saved from sickness and from sorrow, and from heartache and from poverty and from fear, intimidation. As you call on the name of the Lord, you can be saved from all of those things. And I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Pray for you in the name of the Lord. I just ask God to minister to you today. Would you set yourself in agreement right now and just say, "Lord, I need you. I need healing. I need deliverance." Some of you bound by alcohol, some of you bound by pornography, some of you bound by different medications, some of you bound by fear and anxiety, some of you bound by loneliness and helplessness. And I just ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you now in Jesus' name. And would you just say right now, Jesus, help me. Help me. I need your help. And I set myself in agreement with your prayer today all across America and different nations of the world in Jesus' name. And Lord, we set ourselves in agreement praying your hedge of protection over America. There's many dangers out there. We plead the blood of Jesus over a nation whose walls have been broken down and gates have been burned with fire. Lord, we pray your hedge of protection over our cities in Jesus' name. We pray your hedge of protection over Israel today. We ask, Lord, that you would protect the nation of Israel, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem today. We pray, Lord, for the Christians in Iraq and Syria and that region that are being raped, their houses burned, they're in poverty, they're fleeing their homes, and there's very little news on the media about it. Lord, our hearts are grieved today, and we ask, oh God, that you protect these Christians in Iraq and Syria and throughout the region. And Lord, I pray for our veterans that went over to Iraq, and many of them gave an arm or a leg or a hand or an eye or something to save that nation from all of that. And yet today we are seeing that nation being overrun by the terrorists, by ISIS and other groups. And our hearts are grieved, and our hearts go out to those that went over to Iraq and paid a sacrifice. Many listening today, they gave their husband or their wife or their mother, father, son, or daughter, gave them to that nation. They were killed on the battlefield. We pray for them today. When they look and they see what's happening in the nation of Iraq, Lord, we pray for that nation. We pray for the seed that has been sown in Jesus' name for an awakening, a revival in the nation of Iraq. And we pray for Syria and throughout the Middle East there, particularly today, in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening today. It's been a delight to have you as a part of VPN Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time as we pray together. You have a good day.
You've been listening to VPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. VPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.